Do it again.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world.
You're listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
Hey girl, a martini, shaken, not stirred.
Don't try and church it up, son.
You can't handle the truth.
I am big. The picture that got small.
Your first one's on us.
Folks, you're listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. I'm your host, Mark Regadon, and with me, as always,
Richie Byrne.
And your producer, Soul Joel.
This week,
interesting.
It's a very special week. We don't have a guest.
We don't have a guest. And I actually had someone, metal, tell me, oh, I like it. Wait, you guys should always have a guest. It's way better. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
What he sounds like.
Sorry, but
Richie Byrne, somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody shoved the noodle up his ass.
It's better with a guest.
I don't think we're very good at assessing good or bad with our shows. Like, when we think it goes bad, our live show, people love it.
Oh, yeah. People love the live show.
And we're like, oh, that show was great. Apparently it wasn't.
It's one of those things where I think it's like acting. When you think you're working and doing, like, I worked really hard tonight, and it isn't good. But when it just kind of happens, and you feel like you didn't do much, it seems like it gets better results.
We got lucky on the live show with the guests because David was great, and the bartender was great.
Yeah.
He did such a great job of just bringing up
about the beer.
Because you were reading
the head brewer
on the
chart.
And then he came up, and it was just so much better to have him.
In the middle of the live show, I realized something very personal. I don't know how to read.
Mark had an epiphany of an epiphany.
I stumbled over words worse than Joel.
Joel doesn't know how to talk. You don't know how to read.
Yeah. I was.
How's your back feel carrying this whole show?
Well, it's strong because I didn't do anything on that live show. So
except knock off a beer. I was listening. And I go, why did Richie keep saying you didn't do it? Like, you did great.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it.
Well, one of the
this could be weeks later before we.
One of the things that
this comes out.
Mark's mentioned a few times that as comics, our lives are pretty full, and it's pretty cool of different places that we can go, and we go because of comedy. And recently, we just went to Nantucket. We just got back.
This was the segue, Joel. That was your segue.
Forget about the drinks. Forget about the jokes. I guess we're gonna talk.
We're gonna skip the drinks and the jokes and go. You know. Our lives are full.
You know what? For Christmas this year, Joe, I'm buying you a Segway. Not the little machine that floats you around, a book of Segways.
That was great.
I love you so much.
So we were in Nantucket.
Yeah, we were in Nantucket.
No, it doesn't matter. What's the drink?
No.
Full, like our drinks.
I guess the drink this week is the Cape Codder.
Apparently,
you guys are all fed up with me.
Apparently, metal's right. We do suck without a guest.
So we were in Nantucket.
We were in Nantucket. We had a great time. Now I want to preface this by saying I didn't want to go. I don't know if you told him that, but I didn't want to go.
I didn't think that you didn't want
to.
I didn't. I didn't
go to P Town.
I don't think.
I don't want to go.
I didn't think you told me.
Oh yeah, I don't want to go anywhere. But you told me about
this
it.
This was just typical itchy belly aching.
And it was a Kevin Flynn gig. Flynn booked it.
Shout out to Kevin Flynn.
Kevin Flynn has been on our show and old friend of ours. Yeah, and Kevin has. Can you explain?
He has a series because he works with children, and what they do is they teach children stand up and the benefits and so. He puts on these shows for the kids, and then at night likes to have an adult show. And so we were going to be the last of the winter series, even though it was summer.
Right.
It wasn't quite summer.
But they do a winter series, and then they do a comedy festival in the summer.
Yes.
So, and big names.
Really big
wow.
names. This year, Ron White, Stephen Wright.
Yeah. I mean,
last
wow.
year was Regan and Foxworthy.
And I know he said they had Lewis Black. And
Lewis Black and Gaffigan.
Gaffigan. Like I mean, yeah. really big names.
Really, it's a great festival, and it's him and Vic Henley kind of overseeing
yeah,
a lot
our,
of it.
Shout out to Vic, our, another
to
of
Vic,
our...
Which
yeah.
would be on the show today, except he's on the road with Ron. And
oh,
Kathleen
is he?
Kathleen Madigan, yeah. So he's couldn't Love. Join us today because he...
A lot of people
back.
Talk about his show when he was
great.
On with us.
Yeah.
I get that a lot. Wow, that Southern guy was great, man. That Southern guy was great.
So if you haven't heard that, go back, download
yes.
the Vic Henley episode.
And then download all the others.
Yeah.
And tell your friends and then rate it and review it.
So I was the producer very on a time schedule because I've done a show in Nantucket before.
Okay, but before we get there.
You want to do
Richie
a drink?
No.
Wanna,
I didn't
want to
go.
Be on
when
there.
You called me, all right. I didn't want to go. And Joel said, no, no, it's a cool gig. And the money wasn't terrible. The money was okay. But I just was like, eh. And then you really lost me because you said, Mark and I want to stay an extra day. And there was no way I wanted to stay. And then you said, oh, but we're going to try and get a brewery or a winery and do the podcast from there. Which I think you just said to
no,
shut me up.
No, that was the original plan. And then
we originally did want to do that. But he told me you wanted to stay an extra day. So
oh,
Joel,
really?
No.
No,
I'm kidding. Oh, okay. I'm just throwing Joel nods.
I was like,
you see his face? He just got really
I
nervous.
Was like, no, I don't remember saying that at
but,
all.
And then you could tell what happened. But then it turned out, and we'll get into it, what a ball I had. I mean,
oh my God,
we met so some fun. Of the best people out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I mean,
well, Kevin.
Because we tell jokes.
Well, and,
yeah,
but, and
but
Kevin, Kevin surrounds himself with good people, like us. He surrounds himself with great people.
He does. And it was a really wonderful, what a great time. Just a great time. But now we have to talk about this, that Joel,
Joel's
being the
arrangements.
Producer, was that he is. I don't mean on the show, but Joel was, there was a lot of planning to drive to Cape Cod.
Well, because we were, on Friday night, we were all coming from different directions.
Right.
Literally three different directions.
Right. I was in.
Long Island.
No. I was.
Yeah,
you're right. I was in Long Island.
He was coming from the Poconos. I was coming from the Valley Forge Casino.
Right. I'm
and
the Wagner College thing.
I talked over, as Mark advised, I talked it over with Kevin. And Kevin heard my plan to drive in overnight and taking the first boat, and he's like, "Nope."
Right.
Why don't you?
Risky.
I'm gonna. Yeah, I don't want my entire show sleep deprived.
Right.
So let me pay for a hotel. So
which is funny because once we got there, the last thing Kevin seemed to care about was the show. Kevin's like, "Mark, do 10. Joel, do 8. Richie, do 20. We'll just get to the restaurant and drink." I mean, it was so funny how much
yeah,
he. Let's just get this
time.
Friggin' show over with and hang out.
Yeah.
It's all about the good time up
right.
there. And
So he got us. He got a room.
He got us some room. Yeah, and then you
which
had.
Was really nice of him.
Really nice of him.
And I realized you guys were only about an hour away from me.
Right.
So I said, "Well, why don't I just stay home? I'm in Long Island anyway, and I'll meet you in the morning."
Which, by the way. I also I need more explanation on text because I don't get anything. I don't understand it. So you're like, "I need that hotel, pup," and I'm like, "You want me to get you a room?"
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, "The Friday, information."
It's like 11:30 Friday night, and I don't have the. I don't know where you're staying.
It was 11:30 Friday night. I was driving and didn't know where
yeah.
we were going.
Yeah. Well, so, but apparently, like I in my head, I thought you had a couple of drinks in you, and in my head, your wife was like, "Don't you come home."
Well, I might have had a couple of drinks in me. I'm sure I did.
That's a given.
Yeah.
But your ADD keeps you from realizing, oh, wait, maybe he has to know where the hotel is so he can pick us up.
Right.
You're too, but anyway.
Well, no, I don't think that was ADD. You just said, I need the hotel. So to me, if someone says, I need a hotel.
So I ended up getting the goddamn information and yeah. coming in the morning. But Joel and I got to the hotel at the same time. And
right.
decide to go to a diner and watch drug deals go on.
Ugh.
What a flea bag
yeah,
diner.
Stayed in a weird area.
Well,
so,
but
that was nice. The
yeah.
diner had drug dealers going on, and we were watching drug dealers leave the diner, drop off drugs to people in the parking lot, then come back in and finish their.
But here's what happened. I Mark pays the bill. goes to the bathroom, and I'm sitting there making small talk, as I do.
As he does.
Yeah, with the
Joe
Greek.
Joe can't wait to mingle with the local.
Hey. With the Greek diner owner.
What do you do for a living? Deal drugs, asshole.
Yeah, well.
Didn't you see me drop a bag of Coke in that guy's car?
Yeah, but I asked the guy who owned the place, and I go, oh, it seems that you get a cast of characters late at night. He goes, you have no idea. All my staff only wants to work at during the day. No one at night. We get a quite a colorful crowd here. As he says that, in walks a local police officer, and he goes, "You here for pickup?" He goes, "Yeah. I also need to case your joint. We're looking for a tall, thin Puerto Rican."
And I was like, "Who is it?"
Yeah. So, Richie picks us up in the morning. We're on our way up. We're having a great day. We're making great time. I always had a paranoia because I've done the show.
Stogie.
Shout out to Brian Flammer.
Yeah.
And I've done a gig in Nantucket and missed the boat. So I'm in paranoid that we're going to miss the boat. So
I've missed the boat many times, my friend.
when we go up and to check in, and I tell the lady, I'm like, we have enough time to grab lunch. I'm like, the boat's at 2:25. We'll be back here at 2:00.
Yeah, but Joel really took it. Was like so funny. He was like, come on, guys. Like, we parked. All right, now we gotta get to the boat. All right.
He was like a teacher on a field trip.
And it started like a week early. He's a pup. We gotta get that boat, pup. There's a boat. We gotta get the boat. There's a boat. Well, what time's the boat? It's 2:25. So I'm figuring we drive through the night. I'm like, to get a 2:25 in the afternoon. Boat? Well, we're going to drive through the night?
No. That's when I thought we were going to take an earlier boat. And then we decided to get the hotel room. And you're like, yeah, 2:25. That sounds more our speed.
So then we get there, and he's rushing us, right? And I hurt my knee.
Mark has about 7 bags.
And he gets,
hey, I like to look good.
Yeah. And we get to the window. Joel gets to the window, and he says to the woman, I have 3 tickets. 3 tickets, okay, and he goes, over there, you can put your bags over there, remember? And Joel's all hyped up, amped up, and Joel says, so right here is where we come back for the ferry? And she goes, yep. And he says, so the boat's at 2:25, so we'll be here at 2, and she goes, whatever.
And that's when we all realized that we were about to go on island time.
Yeah, whatever, there was nobody in charge except Joel, apparently, of this goddamn ship.
So we decided to find a nice little 2-story bar place where you could sit up on the
upper deck. Yeah.
And this is where we'll bring in our drink of the day.
Oh, very good idea, Mark. And what was the drink?
Well,
great setup, Joel.
It's just like Joel's act. It had a long setup and not much payoff.
So, Richie, you had the colorful drink. You had the flamboyant drink, if you
No, I think chocolate martini at first.
It was like a chocolate martini, but it was more than that. There was other
espresso vodka.
Yeah, there was a different was vanilla vodka. There was a lot of things in it.
A dollop of semen.
And this
I had a Bloody Mary.
You did. You had a Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary. I had a Don Julio.
Right, which is what you were talking about, how much you love
tequila. So good.
So we kind of gave you 3 different drinks on this show.
3 drinks on today's episode, which I always have Don Julio. It's always my drink, right. I guess, because I'm trying to steer away from.
You know what I do, which is weird, and I'm really getting off the subject, but I frequent a lot of bars.
No.
I don't know if you guys know that. Even in my neighborhood. Like, I don't go to the same bar every night. And depending on what bar I go to, I have a different drink. It's very odd. Like, there's a girl at a bar.
You just like to say, when in Rome.
Right, well, but recently, instead of saying I'm going to the bar, Richie will tell me what friend he's going to visit. His friend is the bartender.
Yes, I'm going to see you, right.
My friend Janet.
I'm going to see Janet. So you know that's Monday because she's working at the Barrel Inn. I'm going to see Suzanne. It means it's Friday or Saturday night. She's at BC's. That's true. I do have different bars and different friends. But I don't know why, but I will order a different drink based on a bar I go to. And when I walk into that bar, they'll just give me the drink. And I'll be with friends who I know from a different bar, and they're like, when did you start drinking that? That's the weirdest thing.
I do that with diners.
You have like a go-to food?
Go-to food at what, depending on the diner, and I can usually tell what kind of diner I'm at by looking at the menu. Like, oh, I bet this place got great Greek food. Oh, I bet this place got...
I the other day, I was, the bartender was like, you want to do a shot? I go, yeah, and he just turned to grab it. I'm like, wait, because we do shots of Fireball, which is loaded with sugar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm on a low carb. I can't do that. He's like, you're on a low carb.
That's the thing, though. Whenever you do try to do something healthy because we're so unhealthy,
people pissed.
Give you shit.
And
like,
yeah,
carb.
People get pissed. And the other thing is drinking. When people, if someone offers to buy you a drink and you go, I'm sorry, I'm not drinking tonight. What? What?
Because of our reputation.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm doing this diet, I'm not supposed to drink at all.
Yeah.
And
well, I think every diet, you're not supposed to drink at all.
Well, some diets, like, drink skinny girl vodka like producer over here.
So, we take the ferry.
We get over.
Flinny picks us up.
Beautiful.
And I was told that we were going to... There wasn't a lot of clarity on where we were going from your end to me.
I think from the whole thing.
It turned out, which I realized later, but I was told first a hotel, then a bed and breakfast, and we ended up in Kevin Flynn's sister's house.
With his nephews.
His nephews and two dogs, and I'm like, I am very unhappy right now. I didn't tell you this. But I did go to him. I go, what is this, dude? What are we doing? He goes, I didn't know. I'm like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But we ended up having such a great time that I didn't care. And then Flynn couldn't have been, it was great. Like, that
yeah,
was great.
We did a barbecue.
But we get to the house, and we get ready for the show's at 7. So, and what we
didn't have a ton of time.
Yeah, so.
Richie squeezed in a nap.
I did squeeze in a nap, a good one, too. So we get to the show, and I just found it funny that Kevin Flynn... There were two other comics on the show.
Three.
Was it that many?
Yeah,
so he was like, all right.
Guest spot, Palooza.
Yeah. But it was just so funny because he's like, listen, just give me 20. Give me 20. So when we're up there, at like 10 minutes, I see a light in the back. And I'm like, that must be for something else. It's not for... So I look over and there's Flynn on the side of the stage. Like, go.
That was actually at minute 25. I think you actually jumped into 35 that night. That was actually at minute 25.
He gave me a light at a minute 25?
20. You did it. That was at minute 25.
Oh.
You did 35 that night.
Did I?
Yeah.
Why did I feel like I was up there for 10 minutes?
I don't know.
35?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And Mark did like 20, 22.
Yeah.
I did a
but apparently
tight
too,
six.
The other comics on the show, who I didn't watch because Mark and I went and did a beer and a shot. At a bar.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were in the back watching the show.
No. So
you didn't notice we were missing in the green
room?
Nah,
we left.
No, but I didn't. I was so worried about going on that I thought you guys were in the back
there
of the.
There was a bar right around the corner. We could not go.
If you left the backstage door.
Yeah.
There was the restaurant for the bar. It was calling us.
Yeah.
So
I knew we were in town,
and Mark had to drink fast to get back because I'm like I don't. So I go up, and a couple of my bits that I did aren't really hitting. And at one point, I said something about a bit, and someone goes, "Kevin Flynn already did that." And when it came off, Flynn's like, "Dude, you did like three premises that we all did ahead of you." And I'm like, "He goes, maybe you should watch the show." And I'm like, "Nah." So I broke the cardinal rule of headlining, where if you don't watch the other acts, you don't know what they talked about. But we were in Nantucket.
You didn't tell the opening acts what not to talk about, so that was good.
No, and I never would. I hate that. I would never do that. And I don't believe you can't.
But let's explain what actually happened.
I don't believe you can't do the same
premise
either.
You go and ask the crowd, has anybody had a colonoscopy?
Right.
And the crowd member goes, yeah. Kevin.
Yeah, that's
what happened. You're like, how did you know? He goes, because he just talked about it.
Oh,
That's how.
So then we went to dinner with...
Wonderful. It was restaurant week.
What a restaurant.
Yeah. We had, I don't know what you guys had. I had the lobster risotto.
So did I. It was...
I had the tuna tartare.
Yeah, you did.
And then filet mignon.
You and I had the same thing, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
And I had the salmon.
And yeah, it was Joel's one healthy night. Tuna tartare and salmon.
Yeah.
Mark and I like, screw this, man.
Steak.
The lobster risotto was unbelievable.
Tasted like a dessert. It was so good.
And yeah, but Kevin ended up knowing the chef, so they sent out another course.
Yeah, oh, God.
That was on the chef.
I don't know what it was.
It was kind of like cheese and prosciutto sliced thin.
It was like, yeah. It's exactly, yeah. It was called, they were saying it was steak tartare, but it was, I think it was prosciutto.
Yeah, oh, I mean, my mouth's watering. It was delicious.
And we hung out with some wonderful people.
They
I mean,
so awesome.
It was
Skin
Tina doctor? And Paul.
Yep, Tina. Paul.
Tina.
Well,
buddy.
How do you remember the names out of everybody?
I'll tell you why. Because in the ATM sketch that for the Richie Byrne show.
That's the name of the couple.
The name of the couple is Tina and Paul.
Ah.
And Tina is a famous doctor, laser surgeon.
Yep.
And Paul is a political advisor of some sort. And they live in D.C.
Right.
And Paul sat next to me. I remember sitting there going, I have no idea what I'm going to talk to this guy about. You know.
But the conversation was flowing.
It was great. We had a
Everyone.
Wonderful conversation. And she was lovely. And
I was sitting across from another Paul who was the videographer for the stand-up for kids.
Yeah.
He videotaped, so that's why he was
right.
in town, because he was videoing the earlier show.
And then we
couldn't have been a nicer guy from San Francisco.
Then we went back to the house. We went outside, smoked stogies.
Yep.
Drank some beers.
Let's not forget about stopping at the
local
bar.
Oh, we stopped it. Kevin Flynn.
There were no bars open.
Yeah,
oh, that's right. Right. Yeah.
Nantucket.
That's right.
And Kevin Flynn's going, well, I'll drop you guys off and then you can Uber home.
Yeah.
Which I found funny because I'm like, everybody on Nantucket's rich. Who does the Uber?
Right.
Like, who goes, all right, it's my week.
Who's
Never
slumming it?
An Uber and a Bentley before.
It's like the joke about
the barrel.
The barrel joke. Do you know the barrel joke?
Let's go to our joke.
Okay, well, here's the joke.
All right, well, maybe I do once you say it.
Okay.
You know who is Captain Segway?
So here's the joke, and then, no, because it...
I know. No, I'm saying he's perfect at him.
Guy moves in. By the way, Mike Sullivan Irwin used to do this joke in his act, but he would do five different punchlines. He'd tell the same joke with five different punchlines, but I'm not going to do that. A guy moves into a town, and it's a great town. He loves the town. It's brand new there. Goes to the local bar, and he says, bartender says, you new here? He says, yeah, I just moved in. And he said, but I'm noticing that there's no women. He said, yeah, we don't have women in this town. He said, well, what do you do when you want to have sex? He said, well, we got a barrel in the back. You give me $50, go in the back, stick your dick in the barrel. There's a hole, stick your dick in, and you'll be taken care of. The guy goes, I'll never do that. He says, oh, you'll do it. So a few months go by, he can't take it. He goes up to the bartender, he goes, I can't take it. I'm so horny. Here's $50. He goes, all right, go in the back. There's a barrel. Goes in the back. He sticks his dick into the hole. Gets the greatest blowjob he's ever gotten in his life. It's unbelievable. Can't believe how great. He comes back in. He goes, that was amazing, man. That was unbelievable. He says, anytime I want, I can give you $50. And I can go in the back and get a blowjob like that. He goes, yeah, except Thursdays. He says, well, why Thursday? He goes, Thursday's your day in the barrel. So that's what that made me think of. Like, well, it's my day to Uber. Like, you know, all these rich people. Like,
yeah.
So Flynn, he didn't want to go out. And then we went to one bar, and there was a line forever.
The chicken box.
Chicken box. And I'm like, well, I don't want to go there. So he found another bar.
Local hangout.
And it was like, what,
11:30? Well, here's the interesting thing. One, I can understand his perspective because he's the producer. So he was kind of entertaining us. He was entertaining Paul and Tina to some extent at after dinner. And he had the earlier show, so he had like a longer day. But we went into the local joint, and there was a guy sitting at the bar, and he kind of looked at us. It was four guys walking in. He goes, you guys can only come in here if you have eight women.
Yeah,
Was some sort of toll booth advisor. Eight women. And Which I don't understand the ratio, because we have to have two women for every one person.
But then we're sitting there having a drink and we look over.
And his girlfriend walked in.
His girlfriend walks in. She was in, I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah. How's the one guy trying to cock block us and to bring in women, and he's already spoken for?
Also, we should mention that Karen, the comic.
Karen Morgan.
And her son.
Shout out
and
to
they
Karen.
Were,
yeah.
Axel. They were really nice people. They were at the dinner too. Axel, right.
Yeah. Right.
So we go to the bar. And you know, and the bartender says, "Well, I was gonna close up, but it was like 11:45."
No. She wasn't gonna close up. She said she stays open
as long as somebody's there.
Yeah. So she wasn't gonna close. Yeah.
That was her hint that
I want to close.
I want to close, but if you assholes are gonna have a drink, so he and I got it, and he and I, Mark and I, went to town. We were banging
shots.
And Flynn goes, "All right, yeah, we'll do a shot."
So like, no, he didn't do any. He had a beer. No.
A beer.
I did.
Okay, you had a shot.
Yeah.
And then we're like, can we get another one? And Flynn goes, oh boy. And we ended up like within a half hour, we had like 3 beers, 5 shots.
We each. Were there 45 minutes tops. Tops.
So then we had go to Flinny's house.
The drinking.
We go to Flinny's house.
Go.
We're drinking outside. We're sitting on the back porch, smoking cigars, having a great time.
What a night!
It was just and then we got up the next day. What were we doing?
Well, one of the sponsors of the festival had us over her house for a brunch, and we all didn't realize.
Shout her out, Karen.
Yep.
I forgot her last name. I'm sorry.
Karen.
Keeler.
Keeler, yeah.
Karen Keeler.
So
Keeler. Keeler.
Keeler. W-E-L-E-R.
Will you cut this out?
Keelan. And so we went over to her house, and another couple that was at the show were there as well.
And we go over, and she has a spread of alcohol.
Oh, my God.
and
brunch.
And it's funny because it's 11 o'clock in the morning. So I'm like, well, the bar is closed 11 o'clock at night, but apparently the brunch is open early.
Yeah.
And she had a beautiful house and an amazing dog.
Yeah, amazing dog.
God, that dog is so funny.
Lola. And Joel said something funny, and Karen started laughing, and that was it. We were like, Karen, you think the dog follows you around? Joel will be by your side for the rest. And it was a whole night of,
and
hey, Karen.
She also had the best laugh.
She did have a great laugh.
And,
we were having so much fun sitting on that back porch doing exactly what the storytelling podcast is about.
You're right. That should have been a live show.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so
and
funny.
In fact, we never went to the beach, but that felt like the beach because we sat on the back porch and it's a cloudy day.
I
did too, and I think you did as well.
Yeah.
We got enough sun that it felt like we went to the beach because we got the outside rays.
It was so much better than going to a beach, though.
So much better. And the energy was so. We ended up leaving. We ended up going to the brewery, which was cool. And I had been there before. I think you had too, as well, right?
Yeah, the brewery was cool, but I had such
The energy was so different at the brewery.
Right. Yeah, because we were coming down off of just having a 10 afternoon.
And which is ironic because they had a band at the brewery, and I started talking to Kevin, and it was like the Uber, and I was like, where did these guys come from? And he goes, they're local Bohemians. I'm like, Nantucket has Bohemians?
Nantucket.
And the other thing I noticed when we were on our way to Karen's house was each house has a name, like boats. Like each.
The manor.
We were talking about that, right?
And I thought it was so funny because there was another, like, even though it's Nantucket, there's different towns. And we stayed in the center of town, but she lived in another side of town. And that also had a little downtown area that was really cool.
Right, and if I owned a house, I'd name it the outhouse.
Right.
The dump. The Richie Byrne dump.
So, holy crap. Really.
Nantucket was one of
We had a wonderful time.
You know, we always have a good time. Like, especially when we travel in a group. Like, we were just down in Jersey at the, where were we?
We were at Valley Forge.
Valley Forge.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, when we went to, had our spa day.
Oh, yes.
Well, I didn't realize Nantucket was going to take that long. Do we want to get in a spa day?
We'll do a quick version of spa day.
So we were in
Thursday night, we did our live podcast.
We did our live podcast.
Stayed overnight.
Right.
Till the wee hours of the morning.
Stayed.
Shout out to Jeff Ost.
Yes.
Shout out to Jeff, man.
who hates us now because
yeah.
we kept him up all night.
Till 3 in the morning.
He could not believe that we were staying up that late.
So,
and again, we were smoking cigars outside.
Right. And I was headed the next day to set up the sound for you guys to do the show. And then I was headed to Maryland. And while you guys were going to go to the spa at the place.
We had time to
well,
kill
okay,
because
I'm sorry.
We were working
right.
close to the Jeff's
the hotel.
Hotel, but we had to get out of the hotel. So
we went to go to the gym.
We knew there was a little a workout room, a gym, and next to it was a little shower,
a
toilet. Because we're like, we have the shower.
It was a tiny men's room.
Yeah,
it was like a toilet, a sink, a shower.
So,
that was it.
Yeah, so
and there were like two lockers. We're like, this isn't.
And the only way you could get into the gym was with your key, your car,
room key,
which Mark was using, and I knew.
It's going to run out.
It's going to run out because they're going to. So we're in the gym, and I'm all I'm thinking about is, man, that shower's going to suck.
Yeah.
And there was like a little place
especially
to put your
both
bags.
Both of us in it.
Yeah. That shower's going to suck, and so is Mark. So Mark finishes working out, and he says, I'm going to walk around.
Was on the other side, there was like a coffee place.
There was a juice
Starbucks,
bar. Yeah, coffee place. So Mark said, I'll be back. Just look for me to let me back into the gym. And I get a text 10 minutes later from Mark saying, oh, my God, when you're done working out, come over here. Grab my stuff.
Yeah, grab my stuff out of the locker room.
And come over here. So now I got to carry my stuff, his stuff. I'm sweating from working out. I go in. I get the stuff. I come out. And I'm walking around. And I walk across the hall. And I notice... past the Starbucks juice place, is like a front desk that looks like it leads into the back where there's probably a spa. Like
with someone sitting at it.
Red Door Spa. Yeah. And there's someone sitting at the front desk, and I'm holding all of our bags, dirty sneakers and shit, and I'm looking at the guy, and I just keep walking like, I know what I'm doing. And he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and nobody's saying a word.
You guys are playing chicken.
Yeah, I just
keep going.
You're
playing Do You Belong Here chicken.
And I just keep going, and I go into the back, and I see lockers. And I walk to the back to the lockers, and as I get in the back by the lockers, I look to my right, and standing there in a bathrobe, nothing on, a towel around his neck, hairy chest exposed, is Mark Rigadonna, and he goes, hello, Richie.
Which we then, for the rest of the afternoon, went into a sauna, went into a steam room.
Put cucumbers on your eyes.
Cold tub.
We had biscuits.
We had biscuits.
We had coffee. What was the water? Celery? No, what was the
cucumber water?
Cucumber water.
And then
he found a quiet room.
Where they have these giant lounge chairs and blankets, and you just pull the blanket up, and it's chilly in the room.
And there's music.
Fruit.
Yeah.
Music. We had grapes.
And I open the door, and there's Mark sound asleep with a blanket. I'm like, this. So Mark and I ended up having like a me day. Like we, you know, my wife always calls
me day.
Yeah, and we had a wonderful time.
And then after, we went and did the show.
But then we went, and Ken Mosca.
Shout out to Ken Mosca.
He's going to be thrilled that we just said his name. We met Ken Mosca. He bought us dinner.
Oh, my God. That place was great.
Yeah, yeah.
And your girl was the waitress.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She wouldn't leave you alone.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, and Ken kept
she
calling her over.
She loved you.
And we had a one. And then we did the show.
And so. even though you guys you guys are a certain age, Ken Mosca had you guys the early bird special. Dinner was like at 4:30.
Yeah, it was. Well, that's because he was paying.
We got the early bird, then we hit the country club. Had a great show there with the very funny.
With Jackie Byrne.
Jackie Byrne.
Shout out to Jackie Byrne.
No relation to me.
But
and,
I love working with the Byrne sisters. And we just had a wonderful.
We did.
Wonderful.
So we had a couple
day.
Of good weekends.
That's Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
Last call.
Thanks for listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.